Hey everybody, Pastor Stephen Anderson here from Faith Forward Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona, with another Trinity moment proving that the Trinity is biblical and that oneness is a lie. Genesis chapter 11 today, beginning verse number 5, the Bible reads, "And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men builded. And the Lord said, Behold, the people is one, and they have all one language, and this they begin to do. And now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. Go to, let us go down, and there confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech." So this is yet another example from the book of Genesis, where right away God is giving us hints here of his plurality, because it said in Genesis chapter 1 that God said, "Let us make man in our image after our likeness." But then in the next verse, he uses singular. So God created man in his own image. So God is three that are one, right? Father, Son, and Holy Ghost that are one. Now, the people in the Old Testament did not understand this as clearly as we do, because we have the New Testament laying this doctrine out very clearly on page after page. But once you know about it from the New Testament, it's everywhere in the Old Testament. You'll see lots of examples of this. You know, Genesis chapter 1 we looked at in another video, Genesis chapter 3, and then here again in Genesis 11 he uses the exact same language. Let us go down and confound the languages. And when you compare it with Genesis 1 and 3, it's pretty obvious that that is God speaking with himself, in the sense that it's the Father speaking to the Son and the Holy Ghost. It's a dialogue within the Trinity right there, okay? And even other examples exist in Genesis where, you know, we have the Lord raining fire and brimstone from the Lord. You know, the Lord from the Lord. How does that make sense? Well, it makes sense because the Father is the Lord, and Jesus is also the Lord, and the Holy Ghost is also the Lord. So even in the book of Genesis, once you have the lens of the New Testament, you can clearly see that the Trinity is there.